The Gina and Maddie Podcast.
I was at the footy on Saturday night. I work for the Seagulls. I do the ground announcing there, and I was sitting on the sidelines, and Michelle from Arimba, lovely Michelle, she yelled out at me from the sidelines. She's like, Maddie, love listening to you and Gina, but my favourite bit is your daughter Stevie. I was like, okay, cool. Still, like sure. We were
outshone by a four-year-old.
Yeah, I just did some great gear on Adelaide earlier. No, my daughter, Stevie. So she said, oh, when she does her jokes, I love them. And it's been a little while since Stevie's been on the mic doing some gear. So I thought, you know what, we'll throw it in front of her and see what she's got. Stevie, are you there?
Hey, guys, loving the show.
Thanks, sweetheart. Love you. All right, hit us with your first joke, Stevie.
Why do oranges wear sun cream?
Oh, I don't know. Why do oranges wear sun cream?
So they don't peel.
Hey! What else you got for us?
What do you call a fake noodle?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. What do you call a fake noodle?
An impasta.
Hey! It's an impasta if you're using proper language, but that's fine. No worries, Evie. You're five. I'll forgive you. You got one more for us?
Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Why do seagulls fly over the sea? I don't know.
Because if they flew over the bay, there would be bagels.
No, I actually can see why she's the most popular one yet. Look, I'm going to show you something, bit of show and tell. I'm going to see how flexible I am. I'm going to throw my leg up over the desk here.
Oh.
See what I've got going on here?
I've
got it. Not only are they my OnlyFans moneymakers, that's my foot, and it is strapped because I injured myself.
Oh, on a big run or something?
Well, I've done that ankle. My left ankle has been rolled many a time.
Once it goes, it goes.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. Trail running, I do a lot of trail running, and you hit a rock and go over on it, and it's like a constant battle of mine. And I did it earlier in the year, and it's come good again. And then the other day, so after work, go home, maybe just look for some stuff to talk about on the show the next day, check in with Bella, see how she's going, maybe have a little bit of a nap. That's what I'll try and do. I'll have 20 minutes every day, have
it's
a bit
magic.
Of a nap. No longer, otherwise I feel so rubbish if I sleep for too long. So
yeah.
20 minutes, I've got the Calm app, which is so obnoxious, but I've got the Calm app and it has like sleep stories and it has ones for naps. So it goes for 26 minutes. And
so it times it, so you're not going to...
Yeah, so it wakes you back up again at the end of it. So it starts with the story and you drift off and then all of a sudden, well, it's like... Yeah,
like
it's
your thunder.
Wake up! Nothing aggressive like that, but it comes back with like birds and sound
morning
effects.
Morning sounds.
Yeah, and then they just gradually get louder until you wake up.
That's great.
It is great. And there was the other day I did that and woke up and I was like, oh. And we just washed the sheets. And when I say we, Bella had just washed the sheets and made the bed and they were crisp.
You take credit for how good's a crisp sheet?
Crisp, but tight as well.
Crisp and
tight.
So tight,
right?
I love that.
So I'm in there and I've got my ankle to the side and I've just gone to roll it over to get out of bed and it got caught because the sheets were so tight. And then I heard my ankle go,
no!
And it just clicked and I was like, oh! And now it is swollen and everyone's like, how'd you do your ankle? Was it another run? I was like, getting out of bed. Essentially,
no.
I was on my back, flat, doing nothing and I managed to pop my ankle, which is just ridiculous. So I thought this is what we could do today on 4365 1045. Lame injuries.
Yeah.
They don't get much lamer than rolling your ankle when you're not even moving.
Yeah, beat that. See if you can beat Maddie's lame injury.
We've got some stories we're going to read out off the Gina and Maddie Facebook page. If you can't call us, you can always jump on our socials, Gina and Maddie, on Facebook or Instagram. Slide into the DMs there. Let us know your stories. Sam's called in from Killarney Vale. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
Sam.
I'm limping, but I'm okay. How are you?
I'm injury-free at the moment, but that could change any second.
Tell us what you did.
I do lots. I'm a bit special. I went to go have my daughter in hospital, fell out my front door and broke both my ankles.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
While you're pregnant.
And then, yeah. When I do things, I do it good.
Yes.
But I was a teenager and I'm like, oh, I might try and get fit. And I ran and, well, let's say I didn't have the best chest protection on and fractured my sternum because of movement. My doctor told me to stop running.
Hang on a minute.
Thank you.
Your buzzies broke your sternum?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They must be big, big ones.
Oh, yeah, they're not average size.
Sounds like you've got another one, Sam, but I don't know how you can top breaking your sternum with your buzzies, but hit us. What else have you got?
I tripped over a hose, smashed my arm into a bollard, and almost had my arm amputated in hospital.
Not many lols there, but that's, wow. Well,
you know.
Your buzzies didn't protect you there with the fall, did they?
Well, apparently they didn't. I walked in my front door and the screen door closed too quickly and tore all the skin off the back of my ankle and I couldn't walk for 4 weeks because I did some tendon and ligament damage.
Yeah, you're gross. A constant source of entertainment for your family.
I know. I even have to wear dresses now with shorts underneath because I fall over so much.
Sam, I think what you need to do is dress up in one of those sumo wrestler suits
so you can
walk around, you're protected the entire time.
Well, those ones that inflate when you fall, have you seen those? Yeah.
She needs a human airbag. Yeah. That's what we need to do. So airbags into her clothes. All right, 4365, let's open this right up to everyone on the Central Coast. Have you got a lame injury? Did you pop a rib out when you sneeze? Something like that. Give us a call. They're on our Facebook page as well, at Gina and Maddie. This one from Louise Clark. Well, let me tell you about my son. He tripped out of his bedroom doorway and put his head through a gyprock wall. He went through a nasty patch of bindies that came through his thong into his feet and then had to be carried home by his older sister. He fell out of the car and ruptured his meniscus, and then there was the time he fell over a concrete bollard and sprained his ankle. From the amount of bruising, I thought it was broken. Oh. I don't know where he gets it from. Over to you on the phones, 4365 1045. We've got Gabby. Hi, Gab.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, good, Gabby. Tell us what happened to you.
So I think lame injuries run in my family. My dad was driving one day and he sneezed, managed to crack a rib.
Sneezing.
Yeah. This is the thing with dad sneezes, though. Dad sneezes with so much power and aggression that it can throw a rib out, I reckon.
100%. So I sneezed to put my back out while trying to put my shoes on. So we were hobbling along together. But then I actually also cracked the rib playing tennis. Just tried to do a normal forehand. Nice, easy shot. Heard a crunch on the way through. So I think, the lame injuries certainly run with both of us.
It's hereditary. Love that, Gabby. Emma's in Waratah. Hey, Em.
Hey, I've got a pretty lame injury.
Okay.
So I do athletics. I'm a sprinter, so there's plenty of room for injuries there.
Yep.
But one day I was showing some primary school kids how to hop just with a single leg, and I tore my ACL and did my cartilage.
Ow!
Emma.
So do you just pretend like you didn't do it and you keep going because it's in front of the kids?
Well, I didn't know I had done it. I thought I had just, hurt my knee, and I went to a doctor about it, and they're like, yeah, it's just inflamed. Give it, a couple of days and you'll be right. And 7 weeks later, here we are.
Emma, so on the mend now. You're a sprinter. What's your event? What do you run?
I do 100, 200 and 400 metres.
Okay. What's your PB in the 100?
12.1, but 400 is more my pet event.
Okay. In your pet event, what are you running 400 in?
Low 56s.
Woo! She quick! Emma, thank you for your call. Hope your rehab goes well, mate. No worries. Let's go to Ali in the Halley. Hi, Ali.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, a good Ali. Come on. Can you top any of those?
Well, my son-in-law, daughter's partner went on a cruise. They went on a cruise a few years ago and they went with his best mate and his partner. And the first night on the disco floor, her partner broke his ankle. On the disco floor, jiving. While he was down getting treated, his best mate broke his ankle.
No!
So they both spent the whole entire cruise in a boot, hobbling around, and they were the talk of the ship. Like, see those guys and those dangerous moves. And there were so many stories. It was hilarious.
At least they had each other.
That's exactly right. Imagine I danced so hard, I snapped my ankles.
Yeah.
Belinda, hey, Belle.
Hi, how are you?
Tops, mate. Hit us with your story.
I was younger, of course. I decided to lick the ice off the inside of the freezer.
Did you get stuck?
Needless to say, my tongue got stuck. And my mother panicked and pulled my head and I lost part of my tongue.
Oh, no. Did it grow back?
Yeah, I think it did.
You taste good now? Taste well?
Can you taste good and stuff?
Yeah, but then and made fun of me for a long time because I couldn't speak properly.
Oh, Linda. Who knew the human tongue was like a lizard's tail? Like, if it comes out, grows back. That's incredible.
I did not know that.
Thank you to everyone who called. Sorry
hey,
to
Maddie,
the callers we couldn't get to.
Before we go, so producer Loz this morning hurt herself. She just has to share what happened this morning when she first got here.
Yeah. I hit my head on the first aid box.
If you're going to hit it anywhere, that's the spot to do it. The Gina and Maddie
Podcast. For more great comedy shows like this, head to novapodcast.com.au.